You're listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
I do have a couple stories this morning that are floating around because, you know, we're all alcoholics.
Huh. Tip it on back.
The makers of Crystal Light have announced a new Crystal Light vodka refreshers.
Oh, no, thank you.
They're just 77 calories with zero sugar.
Yum.
Wild strawberry and lemonade, 3.8% alcohol by volume. But I can see this popping on my driveway nights this summer for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like their original product.
I didn't like Crystal Light either.
I know. Crystal Light's kind of gross.
Yeah, it's not my favorite. I don't like that fake sugar taste. It runs strong in the Crystal Light as well.
It's kind of metal-y taste.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're jumping on the fruity, like, alcohol bandwagon with the Trulies and the White Claws.
Yeah.
So now it's Crystal Light. The other thing this morning floating around is a new poll finding that almost 100% of Americans don't feel like they have enough privacy in public bathroom stalls because somebody can peek through those gaps in the door at any moment. The survey here says that Americans are almost 100% for eliminating the gaps in bathroom stall doors. I would think so.
I mean, why are they
there? Who's against that?
Yeah, like, why were they initially put there, I guess, is my question. Because, yeah, I'm for eliminating those.
Yeah.
When you walk into a bathroom, it's like you can't look in the, right? It's like a rule.
You got to peek.
You can't. I don't.
I peek.
I don't ever
I want to know
in
who's
stalls.
In there.
I'm looking straight ahead so
really?
That they know I'm not trying to get a peek at them. So,
I peek.
Just take that out of the rotation altogether. You peek. You're a peeker. You're a pee peeker.
Maybe. I'm a pee peeper.
You peeker. You're a pee peeker. I don't like it.
I like to make it weird. I'll walk in and I'll see that big crack in the door and I make eye contact. Hey, what are you doing in there? Jason.
I love how you called him out by name.
This other thing from the story says that people wish that high traffic bathrooms had a display outside that showed how many stalls were open, which I think would be beneficial at bars and stuff.
Well, they have that at Buc-ee's. If you roll into their bathrooms, they have the green light for the ones that are vacant and the red light for the ones that are taken. So you know as soon as you walk in,
there's
about 20 bathrooms you can choose from. So,
I had no idea.
Yeah, they should install all of those everywhere because that's a nice feature.
That is a nice little feature.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right, let's start talking about some neighborhood drama. So if you have neighborhood drama going on, we want to hear from you guys. Any little thing that's going on in your neighborhood. Why not? Let's have some fun. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. This message came in from Sammy, it looks like. Hey, JKJ. My husband and I decided to move out into the middle of nowhere, and we love listening to you guys on your app. Tap that app,
yay!
Sammy wrote. Ha, 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 we love it. Tap that app.
That's pretty good.
It is Mix 100 Denver in your app store if you want to download the app. It's free. One of the main reasons we sold our house and moved to a 3-acre property was to get away from the neighborhood drama. Back in our old neighborhood, it was constant. One lady threatened to call the city on us because our trash cans were out too early. Another time, our next-door neighbor tried to fight a teenager because the kid's basketball rolled into his yard.
Oh, my gosh.
Sammy says, my God, it was exhausting. She goes on to say, well, joke's on me because even out in the middle of nowhere, the drama has followed us. Two of my new neighbors, who each have acres of land to mind their own business, are suing each other. She said, over what? I have no idea yet. But I can't believe I'm still dealing with nonsense in the middle of the woods. So Sammy says, my conclusion, JKJ, there's no escape. Drama finds you no matter where you live. I would love it if you asked your listeners for their best neighborhood feud stories. I bet you guys will get a few. One of our friends even knows a woman whose neighbor tried to burn down their house.
Oh, my gosh.
She said, you can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up.
Jeez.
Sammy says, can't wait to hear the chaos. Absolutely love you guys. You crack me up. Blah, blah, blah. So
thanks,
that's
Sammy.
From Sammy. Hey, Sammy, thanks. So that's your show wants to know today. It's not really a dilemma today, like a back and forth one like we typically do. This one's a little different today. We just want you guys to sound off about the neighborhood drama going on in your hood. So 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Feel free to change your names, whatever, if you want to stay innocent. Did you ever have anything in your neighborhood, Katie?
Like, one came to mind immediately because when I lived over on the Western Slope, we had these neighbors who I felt like after a while they were just doing things on purpose, but they would take our trash cans, they would park in front of our house, even though they had their house to park in front of, but they had like five vehicles and they always had people coming over. And it was just like constant. Their music was up loud late at night.
What a bunch of riffraff.
The thing is I tried to go over there and be a nice neighbor and be like, hey, because Zoe was little and I remember being like, you know, we go to bed early and I just, if there's any way we could work together on this, you know, I'll respect your
property. If we could come together on this.
You respect ours. Like, let's be adults, right? And they just were not having it. And it's almost like after I tried to talk to them, it got even worse. And I felt like every time I came home, there was like a trash can in front of our house and, you know, like there would be garbage in our driveway and I know I didn't put it there and it just made me so mad. But here's the caveat to all of this is one day they were in front of our house, parked in front of our house, and it was a pretty bad storm. And remember I showed you the picture, actually, a tree fell and landed on their car, landed on their vehicle, and they tried to get after our landlords because we were renting at the time, and they tried to get our landlords to pay for their vehicle. And the city was like, no, that's just like Mother Nature kind of thing. Like, you have to go through your own insurance for that.
And they were pissed at that.
It's not the renter's fault. But boy, that made them even more mad. So we eventually had to move because it was just so.
It gets to that point sometimes when you have so many crazy people surrounding you that you just got to bounce.
It was intense.
Like Sammy. Sammy moved to Acreage, and they're like, it's following us. There's always drama.
And I do feel like those people just will be dramatic with everyone, no matter what the neighbor's like. Because, again, I tried to defuse the situation. There was just nothing.
We've got some calls coming in. Josh is quickly trying to get to these. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What's your neighborhood drama right now? Come on, tell us. We've got Michaela on the line. Hey, Michaela.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So you got some dirt going down in the neighborhood?
Yeah, this is...
Don't say anyone's names. Just keep it vague, okay? Yeah.
No, I hate my neighbors. I'll say the name.
No, don't. I don't want anybody to get in trouble.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, what's going on?
So, I live in Cherry Creek area, which is, like, kind of a, you know, nicer area.
Sure.
And I live right across the street from, like, these really big houses, and I live in just, like, this little duplex. And basically, my car has been stolen, like, two separate times while I've lived here.
Oh, my gosh.
And I know, it's so unfortunate.
How's that your neighbor's problem, though?
Well, she's getting to it.
I go over to my neighbors, and, I'll see if they have any video footage of what happened, because they all have cameras. They all have, like, really nice setups and, like, cameras that document the whole street. And both times, like, I don't know what's going on, but they refuse to give me any of their footage of, like, the night that it happened. And
maybe it's them.
That would be a bigger, there's bigger fish to fry then.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's just been, like, some tension between us just because of, Basically, I'm just mad at that they don't give me access to their security footage because it feels just like they're hiding something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels very shady.
Huh. I'm trying to puzzle this out as to why they wouldn't give you the footage.
Because they...
But I guess it's...
The only thing that I can think of is there's kind of a Karen in our neighborhood, and she's this lady that, like, basically walks around with two corgis in a stroller. And there was one day that, like, my dog went to go say hi to her, and she was like, get your dog away from my dog, and this and that. And then she went and, like, posted it on everybody's doors about how... my dog is, like, to be stayed away from.
Michaela, this is the story you should have started with.
What?
It's unfortunate that your car's been stolen, but you have a Karen with two corgis and a stroller wandering your neighborhood yelling at people. That's how you should have come in with this one.
I'm not a storyteller. Really
you're fine. I'm just giving you hell. Did you get your car back?
No.
Oh, well, good luck with
all
that.
Sorry, Michaela.
That's a bummer. Michaela, thank you for calling this morning. Huh. Something weird going on with that.
Yeah.
Hey, Patrick, what's your neighborhood drama?
We had this guy in high school that called the cops every time we got in our hot tub. And we're not talking like parties and going crazy. Just chilling with a friend or two. Cops would show up. He said he didn't like the smell. And he was a good 100 feet, 200 feet away, depending on where he was in his house. So every night when I did my runs for, you know, sports and stuff, I had a bag of those contractor erosion seeds. I mean, these things will grow wild in the desert. And I would just throw a handful on his lawn and keep running.
Oh,
and
my
he fought a jungle of weeds and dandelions for years.
That's genius.
This was before cameras and stuff, so he just didn't know why. Only his yard was just growing all these erosions. You know,
how does this keep
you
happening?
You are evil, and I love it.
That's amazing,
diabolical,
Patrick.
I love it, buddy.
That's good.
But let's be honest. You were high schoolers messing around in a hot tub. Were you guys just doing a bunch of grab ass in there? And
it would be like me hanging out with my brothers or a friend from school. The cops would show up and be like, oh, your neighbor's complaining about this toxic smell of chlorine.
How
it's like,
weird.
All right. Well, we're doing a lap and throwing some seeds. That's how we're handling this.
Yeah.
I love the payback, buddy.
That
you,
is too funny, Patrick.
That was a funny call. Thank you for calling today, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right, later. We can do one more and we'll hop to break. But what's your neighborhood drama? It could be now. It could be in the past. It doesn't matter to us. Just give us the dirt. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What's your neighborhood drama? Hey, Britt.
Hey.
Morning.
Hey, girl. What's your neighborhood drama?
Yeah, I moved in between two, like, frenemies, I would say. They were already, like, best friends, and we have, like, conjoining yards and everything. But it's come to the point where, like, my husband and I will, like, bet on when drama will take place or a fight will, and like camping together, because they all have their like friends that they've had for a long time that come to functions, and like they will like scream at each other and like
it's a dysfunctional relationship.
Like at one point they didn't even talk to each other for 6 months, and so I was like a messenger.
You're literally living between the Hatfield and McCoys. That's what you're doing.
You're literally living in high school still.
Yeah, that
is what
too.
You're
yeah.
Like, but I get it, yes. Like where you're nice to your neighbor's face and then
each other.
Yeah, you're nice to your neighbor's face and then, you know, you go home and talk trash about them, essentially.
With my husband.
Yeah, with your husband.
It's like fun.
Hey, been there, done that. I feel you. Brittany, thank you for calling this morning. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thanks.
Bye.
Hey, Beth. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Beth, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello? Can you hear me?
There you are.
Morning, Beth.
What's going on in your world?
Oh, nothing. It's funny listening to everyone's stories because I've had some crazy neighbors since I've been in Colorado for 30 years, and I got probably 50 stories I could tell you, but this one is just, I lived over, this was in Littleton, off of Kipling of 470. I rented a condo, it was about 12, 13 years ago, and, you know, I had this neighbor lady in the next building. She was always out walking her dog. I'd walk my dog, and our dog would say hi, but you could tell she was kind of off mentally, you know, like crazy. And so I was always,
you know, like crazy.
Cray.
All right.
So, you know, but I was always like nice to her because I'm like, I don't want her to shoot me or anything.
Oh,
you know?
Gosh. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Pretty solid.
Valid point.
Carry on.
And so parking was kind of tight in our complex, but there was no assigned parking. So I parked my car in front of my condo and I wound up getting the flu. So I didn't move my car for like 2 weeks. I was sick as a dog. And my husband comes home, he's like, where's your car? I'm like, it's out front. He goes, no, it's not.
Oh,
and
no.
Come to find out, yeah, she told the property manager there was an abandoned car. And she knew that was my car.
Oh, no.
They towed my car. And I'm like, and then I call my landlord, and they're like, well, you're not allowed to leave your car in one spot for more than 3 days. I'm like, what? I've been sick.
I was puking.
And when you live there, what does it matter?
I'm like, so dehydrated right now.
God.
Exactly. I mean, I had to really like my landlord finally did pay to have my car get out of the tow, out of the tow town thing. But after that, I was like, I hate that lady.
We're at least you didn't get shot, Beth.
Yeah. So.
No, but still, silver like, lining. To have your car towed, my God.
That's a mighty bold move. She didn't like you at all, Beth. She hated
you. And I knew there was something wrong with her when I first met her. So now.
Something off.
If we get her on the phone, she's probably like, well, the feeling's mutual. Beth, thank you so much for calling. That's a great story.
That's
some good neighborhood drama. What's yours? 303-691-1649. Here's Heather. Hey, Heather. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your neighborhood drama?
Well, you know, we have a guy down the street who is retired and has been forever. And his yard is perfect. It's pristine. It's sickening how pristine it is. And he expects everyone else who's busy and works to have a pristine yard as well. And he complains. And, you know, there's no HOA, but he is the HOA, right?
Yeah, that guy.
Self-appointed.
He's got to crack down on you.
That's right. And he does. And we all hate him for it. Well, the other day, I'm taking the new puppy for a walk. Uh-oh. And of all the yards, the dog picked the pretty one.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Right in that yard. And as I'm cleaning it up, I'm giggling to myself. I'm like, should I text the neighbors?
Look what my puppy did.
That's right. Look at this big old poop in his perfect yard.
Did you give him a treat? Like, that's a good boy. That's
tell me
a
you
good
left
boy.
It.
Good boy.
Good boy. You sure don't have to go again?
That's right. As we picked it up, I was like, good boy. Yeah.
But as you picked it up, you kind of smeared it, didn't you?
Yeah,
as
right.
I did.
There's
a little bit of, you know, remnants.
Yeah, I had a girl.
The right remnants.
On. I'm on your side here.
How you do it, Heather.
Heather, thank you for the laughs. That's a great story.
That's good. Thank you.
Have a good day.
See
Bye.
You later.
Oh
it's good.
Gosh.
What's your neighborhood drama? 303-691-1649. Here's Megan. Hey, Megan.
Hello.
Hey, girl. Hey. What's your drama?
So I still don't really have an answer for the end of this story, but one time last October, the house on one side of me is vacant. The house on the other side of me has some great neighbors. And they called us while we were out of town saying, hey, I think someone's going into your backyard, or they're at least going to the other side of your house. And I'm like, okay. Mm. And she's like, is that house rented? I'm like, not that I'm aware of. It should be vacant. And so she checks her cameras, and it's these kids basically were going to have a party at this empty house. So she doesn't want to call the cops because her husband has kind of talked her down, like, what if somebody is like renting the house? But they're going in through the back door. On their camera, there's these teenagers with a 36-pack of Natty Light.
Hey, it's a cheap beer.
It's so funny. I almost said, was there Natty Light involved?
Cheap beer.
Yeah.
Dirty
yes.
30.
So they're just going in there to get drunk.
Yeah. So I look at my husband, and we're like, nah, we're calling the cops.
Yeah.
So as far as we know, there's only, like, a couple cars, maybe five teens that went in. And so I call the cops, and I'm like, hey, I'm uncomfortable with this. Like, that house is supposed to be vacant. Can you just go check on it?
Yeah.
And I kid you not, within a minute of me making that call, it was pandemonium. I think they had a police scanner. Because all of a sudden, like, 20 teenagers.
Oh, my gosh. 20?
I'm watching it on my cameras.
That's awesome.
Really? They've been busted.
My neighbor ran outside to watch, and one of them, like, one of the teens was trying to get into one of the cars and didn't get in fast enough, and they left him, and he had to get in a different car.
Guys, what are you doing? Wait.
But then, like, but then it keeps going. So the cops show up. There's still one car.
I love this.
But they don't answer the door. And it's an owned rental property, so they can't go in.
Right.
So they leave. And my neighbors are like, okay, well, I guess this excitement is done. And so I'm watching my camera still because what else am I going to do?
Yeah.
And I see one of the cars that had left, like, do a really slow drive-by. And I'm like, okay, they're checking to see if the cops are still there. And then a minute later, really nonchalantly, a teen goes out and goes to his car in the driveway and
then five more come out and get in his car, and then the garage door opens. And there was a whole nother car full of teenagers in the garage.
It's like a clown house. People keep coming out and out and out and out. Megan, we got to get to a couple more calls, but my God, that's hilarious.
Yes, right.
And you kind of wonder, like, how long that was going on. It could have been going on for weeks,
whole,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a teenager orgy in there. My God. Gosh. Megan, thank you for calling. That's an awesome story. All right, what's your neighborhood drama? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Here's Patrick. Hey, Patrick.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. What's your drama, buddy?
It's actually not a drama. It's a guy on our neighborhood Facebook page that is always there to point out how everybody's being a Karen when they want to complain.
I love that guy.
And I honestly think it's healthy for the neighborhood.
It probably
you like it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, it brings people together. You know, the kids are swimming in the neighborhood pool. And someone flips out about it, and he makes fun of them for flipping out.
Is it you? Are you the guy that's posting this, Patrick?
Is it you, Patrick? What's your fake next door name? Yeah. I go by Edgar. Right. That's pretty funny. Dogging them.
Yeah, come together for your common gripe. I like it. The neighborhood comes together.
Like someone ran out of dog bags and walked to the station to get it, and came back and got blasted. So. He had to blast the person that was blasting them.
Oh, he's like a superhero. Not all heroes wear capes. Patrick, that's funny. Thank you for calling. Hey, Kristen.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
What do you got for us?
So I live in an apartment complex, and a little more than a year ago, we had these neighbors. They were new, and they got a dog. I have three dogs, so we always try and be friendly with all of the other people who have dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We have a dog park at our complex. It's awesome. And our dogs generally get along with other dogs. Their dog was not so friendly, very reactive. So, we just try to avoid each other. They lost control of their dog one day, and it came running down the stairs right as I was exiting my apartment with one of my dogs.
Uh-oh.
And it just started to try and attack my dog.
Oh.
My boyfriend had my dog, and he starts screaming at the lady, like, hey, get your dog, get your dog. And the lady, she comes running down the hallway, and she's like, no, it's your dog. It's your fucking dog. Sorry.
Nope. I knew. I had a hunch. I had a hunch that was going to happen. I had a hunch.
Getting wired up about the neighbors,
though. Well,
I had to dump that one. Oh, man. Just
watch your language.
When she was getting to the juicy stuff, too, I wonder what happened. Oh, man.
We'll never know. Annika, welcome to the show. Don't cuss.
Morning.
I'll try not to.
Thank you. So what's the drama?
So we moved into our house. We're like kind of by Highlands Ranch, around like 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And they told us, they're like, hey, just so you know, in the spring, your front tree, we have like this big, I don't even know what kind of tree it is, some kind of maple. There's a nest, and these Cooper's hawks come every spring and have their babies. And so I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And the first year we were there, we saw the babies and I didn't think anything of it. But when they do have their babies, the mom and dad like to dive bomb anybody walking by.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I was just going to say, birds are crazy.
But it's like they knew that we live there, so they have never done anything to us. And like my kids will play out in the front yard. They don't care.
Okay.
But anybody walking by, they'll dive bomb. And so I finally told my husband, I was like, I think we should just put signs out and say like, hey, just like watch the skies, watch where you're walking, walk on the other side of the road. Because if you're on the other side of the street, they don't care.
Oh my God. Tell me you put signs out about the birds.
Did you?
So I did put a sign out just as like a little like precaution.
Yeah.
And we have this one neighbor like three doors down from us, and he's just a curmudgeon, like not a nice guy.
Did he kick your signs down?
No, he came over, knocked on my door while I was nursing my baby, mind you, and so I had to like put her down and all that. And he goes, well, I have a really tall ladder. I can help you. We can hack that nest down.
Oh no, sir.
Not the baby.
No.
I was like, well, number one, that's illegal because they're apprentices. And two, like, all of our neighbors like them for the most part because they keep, like, the rabbits and the squirrels.
Sure, they're there for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, at bay. And I was like, yeah, no, we're not going to cut it down. And he gave me this really nasty look. And so I told my neighbor, I was like, hey, can you just keep a watch on your Ring camera and make sure he doesn't, like,
seriously, like, I'd be obsessed with watching that guy now. Make sure he's not, like, throwing rocks at the nest, you know?
Yeah, and every time he walks by the house, he just, like, glares and is so...
I think the best part of this story is that's a total mom move, though.
You put the sign up.
Making signs about the birds. That's, like, such a mom move.
You have to warn people. You want them to be safe.
You don't have to.
No, you do.
You really don't have to.
Have you ever had a bird dive on you?
Yes.
They can take your eye out.
Oh, one of them did get the back of my dad's head, and he bled pretty good.
See?
But, like, we have kids walking from the bus. I don't want the kids getting scratched.
Or get carried away.
Exactly.
Those kids aren't reading your sign, Erica. Hey, thank you for calling. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Bye.
Thanks, Erica.
Nobody's reading those signs.
That's funny.
Looking up in the sky for the birds.
I would.
I had an owl swoop on me once.
Oh, that's crazy.
Lisa?
Hello.
Hello. We'll do a couple more of these. What's your neighborhood drama going on?
So there was an early morning. I live in Colorado, and it's pretty, like, snowy and cold up here. So we were.
Yeah, we live here, too. It's
we live
all good.
In Colorado as well.
We're familiar with Colorado.
You know how it gets icy out here, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We're big fans of Colorado.
Morning. It was, like, 5 in the morning, and it was, like, really icy. It was a couple years back.
Yeah.
And I live on a slope. So I was looking out the window, and my neighbor across the street, we also live on a slope, and he was scraping the ice off of his windshield early in the morning, and the scraper fell on the floor, right? So he, like, leans over to pick it up, and now he's, like, on hands and knees. Like, he can't get back up. He's, like, sliding.
So then
the thing slides down the slope, and there he goes with it, and I come outside, and I'm, like, trying to see what's going on. So there go I sliding down the slope with him.
Oh.
His wife comes out and she's like, honey, are you okay? And she just slides right on her back.
Everybody's
so now we're all
sliding.
Just looking at each other like, is anybody else watching this? So we're all trying to get back up. And then the next day we all, you know, we figure it out. We go back inside. The next day we're all giving each other the death stare. Like, is this going to happen again? Are we going to slide? Are we going to fall? So the neighbors are all like, no, we're good. So a different neighbor comes back and he, like, cleans up our driveways and stuff, right?
Aww.
Really, really nice of him.
That's nice.
And he's like, you guys need to put salt, you know, regular salt.
Oh, boy.
So here comes the neighbor that's sliding with his kitchen salt.
Oh, boy.
And he's like, sprinkling it on the floor.
That's fine. That's good.
Sweet.
So I'm like, I wonder if that works. I never came to the conclusion if it works.
Really, what's the neighborhood problem? Just the ice?
The ice, yeah, like, it doesn't melt on our side. So, it's like, every time we come out, we're sliding.
Yeah.
But when it's, like, super cold,
world.
You know?
Well, that's Colorado.
It's Colorado.
That's Colorado.
It's a Colorado issue.
It's a Colorado thing, Lisa, for sure.
Big time Colorado thing.
Well, thanks for calling, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Good luck.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You know, that ice, it can be nasty.
Why'd you let her go in there?
It can be gnarly,
that ice. What are you talking about?
What was that all about?
That was a fantastic story.
Was it?
Yeah.
I was riveted.
Ice? No. Your face just now.
Zach, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys?
Well, it was going okay.
Chilly.
So it's an ice story. What's going on with your drama, bud, in your neighborhood?
Okay, so a couple years ago, my wife and I went to the Taylor Swift concert.
Ooh.
And after we went to the concert, we came home, and we have a lady who lives at the top of our street who's like the neighborhood Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so we're driving up to our street, and it's late at night. It's probably like, you know, 12:30. And we turn onto our street, and as soon as we turn onto our street, this lady lives at the top of the street. There's like 4 or 5 cop cars with spotlights on her house.
Ooh, awesome.
And all the cops are out of their cars. Guns pointed at the house.
Yes.
This is the drama.
What was going on?
So I stop and I roll down my window and the cop comes up and he goes, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I live on this street. And he goes, okay, well, you're going to have to go all the way around. And so I'm like, okay, that's, you know, that's totally fine. So we go all the way around, and the next morning I'm talking to one of my other neighbors, and I'm like, hey, did you guys see the, you know, all the drama last night? And they're like, yeah, we were watching our Ring cameras, and, you know, a couple of us came out or whatever. And I guess it ended up being like a domestic abuse sort of situation.
Oh, God.
But yeah, this is this same lady, a couple of months later, I own a lawn care business, and she posted on Facebook that she needed lawn care. And so I was like, at first it didn't register that it was actually her.
Oh boy.
So I was like, hey, yeah, no problem. You know,
okay.
I'll, then what happened?
You know,
I'll come give you a quote. And so like, I come give her a quote, but
yeah, what was the quote for? How much? No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. The quote was for $250.
Okay, hey, good. And then what happened?
Yeah. So that was it.
Oh.
Were there shots fired or anything?
Wait,
what happened? Wait, did you ever find out?
Yeah, they ended up just, you know, basically shooting the house and burned it down. So.
You're
so fine. I was like, wait a second.
And it burned down.
Thank you for making
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it just burned down.
That's so
Level. Zach, you completely redeemed that ridiculously long story, buddy.
Oh my god!
Yeah. You redeemed yourself, my friend.
That's what happened.
The twist.
That was quite a twist at the end.
And then
Zach, good luck with your lawn care business, sir.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you, buddy. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
That was funny.
It was the story that would never end.
Dude, and then...
It got real juicy there for a second. I mean, guns drawn, you gotta go around.
I think he wanted to call just to talk about how he got to go to the T-Swift concert.
And then I did a quote.
He redeemed himself, because that was a boring story.
That was funny.
Solid out, Zach. Thank you very much, sir. Evan, you're it. This is it. No more. I'm done with this. Evan!
Hey,
Evan!
Guys.
Hey, hi. Evan.
All right, give us your story, then we can be done with this.
All right. So it's my parents' neighborhood, and they had these people move in last summer. They bought the house for like $740K. It was five adopted Korean children that love baseball.
Oh.
And they did all these upgrades on the house, and one of the upgrades was a batting cage in the backyard.
Oh.
And butted up right against my parents' fence. So sitting there in the summer, you know, and all of a sudden we start hearing this ping thud, ping thud. And then a few, like, week later, we go out and there's all these pickets busted out of my parents' fence.
Oh,
I
no.
bet. I bet.
Yeah, so my dad ends up catching the guy out in his backyard. He's like, hey, like, you're busting up my fence. You going to fix it or, like, whatever? And a guy just...
Evan, hold on.
Along.
Hold on.
What's that?
I feel like there's going to be, like, some sort of racial issue with this. So watch what you're saying.
No.
Okay.
No racial.
Okay, good. Okay. Just like, you need to be careful, buddy.
No. Yeah, totally. My dad's like, dude, you got to fix this. And the guy just nonchalant was like, sorry, whatever. Keeps happening throughout the summer. Come winter, we get one of those big, heavy, wet snows, and it, like, collapses in the top of the batting cage. So we're like, ha-ha.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Screw you.
Yeah.
And then fast forward literally, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The house is up for sale for $1.2 million, and I guess they're out of here.
Hey.
Yay!
Wow. There it is.
Hey! Evan, thank you so
That's
much for the call,
stuff.
Buddy.
Kids
we appreciate
are
going to
be
you.
Big baseball stars, though.
Oh,
they
yeah.
are. They're going to be.
They put in the work.
That's worse than the pickleball sound.
That was okay.
Yeah, there's definitely some crazy neighbors
there's
out there, though.
There's some long storytellers, but that was great. Thank you guys so very much for calling in this morning. I enjoyed about 85% of that, so thank you so very much.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Solid B+, man.
Like I said, everybody's got drama going on.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
something going on in every ding-dang neighborhood. But no, all jokes aside, thank you so much for taking the time to call us. We absolutely love you guys.